You're listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn of through this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Greetings, metaphysicians. Welcome to episode 33. I'm your host, Renata Maniacci. This is going to be a really special episode. I can just feel it. It's episode 33. I'm currently 33. 33 is a master number, and today we are talking about numerology. First, I want to give a shout out to one of Let's Get Metaphysical's patrons on Patreon, Abby H., who wrote into the podcast and said, "I've been listening to the podcast nonstop since I discovered it. I can relate to so much of the content that has been discussed." She went on to say, "One idea I had for an episode might be numerology. I don't know if that fits in with the symbols and signs that were discussed in the Angels and Guides episode," which was episode 23. "I find it to be interesting in the sense of life path numbers and whatnot." And Abby H., I absolutely agree with you. Thank you so much for writing in to suggest that. I've been wanting to do an episode on numerology, maybe a whole season. I mean, wait till you guys hear this interview. It could absolutely be an entire season, but I am so glad that Abby H. brought that up because I took the time and went out to find an amazing expert numerologist to talk to for this episode. Abby went on to say, "I just wanted to say thank you for all of the wonderful interviews you have conducted. They all have something highly valuable. I feel drawn to almost all of them in a deep way, like I'm being called. I really appreciate what you are doing. The earth needs it." Abby H., thank you so much for your email and so much for becoming a patron on Patreon. We honor you, and thank you so much for reminding me about the numerology episode that I've been wanting to do. Before I introduce our guest for this episode, I'm excited to tell you all that we have our very first sponsor for this podcast. So without further ado, today's show is sponsored by MoldaviteJewelry.com, the number one source for genuine Moldavite, meteorite, and rare crystal jewelry. Offering the largest selection of artisan-made Moldavite pendants, necklaces, earrings, and high-vibe energy jewelry on planet Earth. Spiritual seekers, find many unique, one-of-a-kind pieces, Moldavite tektites, and Moldavite oil aid on your spiritual path. Is the stone of transformation calling to you? As a special thank you to our listeners, you can use the discount code LETSGETMETA25, all in caps, at checkout and save 25% off your entire order at MoldaviteJewelry.com. That's LETSGETMETA25 in all caps. And if you'd like to hear more about Moldavite, please tune in to our episode 32 with Levi Reynolds and learn all about this magical transformational stone. I myself love Moldavite. It was hugely impactful in my awakening journey, and I highly recommend it for anybody who is looking to awaken spiritually. It is a tool that is really awesome. I'm now so excited to introduce you to our guest, expert numerologist Darlene Chadbourne. Darlene Chadbourne is a master numerologist who lives in Wells, Maine. She uses numerology as a basis for mentoring people through changes according to their original passions and purpose that they entered this life to accomplish. She empowers people to know who they have the potential to be through their personal numbers. The majority of her clients are ages 35 through 65, looking to develop their own true authenticity that many refer to as the I am. You may hear it referred to as midlife changes. Darlene has worked with clients for nearly 30 years, from newborns to those in their 80s, both nationally and internationally, by phone, computer, and in person. She has been interviewed on the radio, done many public speaking events, and written magazine articles. She loves to teach classes and speak to groups. Give her an audience, and her passion for what she does comes alive and is amplified. She graduated from Norwich University with a degree in psychology and holistic studies in her 50s. I am so excited to share this interview with you. So are you ready? Let's get meta. Greetings, metaphysicians. Welcome, Darlene. I'm so happy to have you on the show today. Thank you for joining.
I am so happy to be here, Renata. It is a pleasure to share with you and your audience.
Excellent. Well, Darlene, I start my interviews the same way every time. Would you please care to share a metaphysical or spiritual experience that you've had with us today?
Yes, I would. My metaphysical experiences are multiple, but one that relates to why I'm on the interview because of my profession of numerologist is the story of how I got to be a numerologist and how I was introduced to it.
Perfect.
I talk a lot about the magic of 50. Now, some of the audience may not be there yet, but it's something to look forward to. In my generation, things were not as open and metaphysical as they are in younger generations now. But when I turned 50, I had decided that I needed something more. And I didn't know what that was. I was running a business with my husband. We had three businesses that we were running in the automotive business. And I had four kids. And the house was next to the businesses, so we could keep everything going. And I was ready for something else, let me tell you. So I decided at 50 that I would go to a psychic. And that was the first time I had been to a psychic. And I was sitting and talking with her, as we do, with a reading. And all of a sudden, she says, they are telling me that you need to borrow this book. And so she handed me a book, and the title of it was Numerology and the Divine Triangle by Faith Javain and Dusty Bunker. And I says, oh, okay. She says, I'll loan it to you and you can bring it back. And so she did, and she said she was in no hurry for it to be back. So I took it and had it for a little while, and one day I was looking at it, and we had a new puppy in the house. And I put the book down on the floor absentmindedly while I answered the phone, and the puppy chewed off the front cover. So now I'm panicking, and I said, oh my God, I hope I can find her a new copy because I can't give her this one back. And so now I owned that numerology book. Mm-hmm. And that was my introduction to my first psychic reading. And later I chose to go to college after I turned 50 and figure out who I was. So my background is psychology, and in the process of starting my business and going to business meet and greet, sharing business meetings, and every month somebody is a different speaker, I was invited to be the speaker for November, and so numerology was the subject. And I was introduced to this woman who had never been there before. And who was it but Dusty Bunker, who wrote the book. And I said, what are you doing here? You wrote the book. So anyway, we sat in the meeting and I did my presentation. I was a little shaken by her being there. But we have since become good friends, and she's a great mentor and supporter. So that is my biggest metaphysical happening in my life that got me to numerology.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow. What is Dusty Bunker like? Sorry, that's not even a planned question.
Well, she is an incredible, beautiful soul who, at the time, she authored the book in the 70s with Faith Gervain, who has since passed. She was doing numerology, but now she doesn't do numerology anymore. She's a full-fledged astrologer, and she sends anybody that calls her about questions about that book to me. So,
wow.
So that's amazing. Nice relationship. I'm very blessed with her and many people in my life that have gotten me where I am today.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, let's just jump right into what is numerology and how does numerology work?
Well, for me, numerology is taking your full name at birth and your date of birth and applying it to Pythagoras' theory of how the alphabet really comes from numbers. And so using an alphabet chart that Pythagoras sort of left for us, in he was sort of the spiritual guru at his time. And so I use that system of Pythagorean numerology. And we transfer the letters of your name into a number. And then we total all the vowels to create the soul number. What did you bring in with you from past lives or past experiences? And with that, that's one of the 8 blueprint numbers that I create for a person. And the importance of sound and how our name sounds, and every letter in our name makes up our personal energy. It's a vibrational energy. So that total of the soul number then gets calculated together. And in numerology, the rule is you have a total of the letters, but then you reduce it to a single digit. Sometimes leaving a double digit if it's a twin number. And I'll get into that later and explain it. But then the next step is I take just the consonants in your full name at birth. And I figure those out. And that gives me your personality number. So what is your personality like? And what are you supposed to show to the world and shine out there for everybody to see? What is that number? Then we add those two together, or it would be the total of all of the letters in your full name. And it becomes your path of destiny number. So this is about the future. The soul was about the past, what you brought in with you, your gifts and talents. Your personality is the present, what you're going to really put your energy into and what you're best at to put out for the world to learn from you. And then this path of destiny is the goals. What are you reaching for? What are you going to spend your life focusing on getting to? And it continues evolving our whole life. So that's the first three. Then we have an inner guidance number, which is a beautiful higher octave of our name. And in this time frame, we need that higher octave. And that was given to us by a wonderful numerologist. Her name is Shirley Lawrence. And to just have a higher vibration. So that path of destiny just doubles into a higher vibration. And this is the energy that comes through in our different alpha, beta, theta states of being. So it's our inner guidance. And what's that pathway? And what number represents that? How do we get our information? the easiest way for us.
This is incredible, and I have so many questions as you're talking.
Let's address them.
Well, first of all, I wanted to just note and ask you about, many of us are born with a name and then change the name. I don't have the same name that I had at birth, and many other people change their name through, you know, through other means of marriage or something else. So, mm-hmm. How does that come in?
Using the full name at birth is always your original blueprint where you came in. But then those other names that you change to are minor vibrations. But depending on when those changes happen, it's the time frame that they happen in. Like a baby who is adopted right after it's born, mm-hmm. that adopted name would be just as powerful as the full name at birth that the birth mother gave it. And if you're changing your name through marriage, you're usually already in your late teens or 20s and maybe even 30s. So you've already lived your life with that name at birth, and that is much more of a minor vibration. Mm-hmm. But depending on when you change it, like the younger you are, I have two granddaughters who are adopted, and their names were changed at 8 and 9. Mm-hmm. And that gave them more time with their adopted name. So mm-hmm. it's more a part of them. So there are many different reasons for people changing their name, and they're valid. And I usually find that doing two charts, one for the original and one for the changed name, there's a lot of similarities in the numbers. They may not be in the same positions, but they also have like two hands to play with. If you were playing in a card game, you'd have two hands to play with instead of just one.
Wow. This is fascinating to me, you know, for a lot of reasons. One being that I am kind of maybe interesting in that I chose to change my name when I was 13. And I know a lot of people, especially in my community. So there's a lot of people that I know who have chosen names, right? Maybe they don't identify with the gender that they were assigned at birth, or, you know, they choose their names different from what their birth names are. And so I just automatically wonder, like, does the energy does the reason for which you change your name also kind of matter? Like, I chose to change my name, and like, I don't know if people who are adopted, they probably don't choose to change their name, right? Like, the motivation behind the name change is different.
Right.
And I wonder if that affects anything.
I think it definitely does. And in your case, Renata, especially, your chosen name gives you leadership qualities and humanitarian concerns that you did not have in your birth name vibrations.
Wow.
Okay. So the ones are all about leadership. And look at the work you're doing in helping everyone to discover more about who they are and the spiritual and metaphysical world. And so you're really becoming the humanitarian through being the teacher. And that's what you have a 9 and double ones in your chosen name.
If I kept my birth name, I may not have exhibited these qualities later in life, is kind of what you're saying.
They wouldn't have been as amplified, let's put it that way.
Wow.
Because you do have a 10-1 for your inner guidance. So your knowing is very strong in the leadership and what you can teach others. And your career success number that comes from both your full name at birth and your native path or your birth date is a 9. So you have both the 1 and the 9 represented in there, but not to the extent of the double ones and the 9 that you have in your chosen name. Okay,
very
so
interesting.
You just amplified your inner guidance and your career success through choosing the name that you chose.
This is fascinating. I think a lot of people are going to find this really fascinating. Mm-hmm. So I'm still, if it's okay with you, I'm just going to ask a few more questions,
please,
along this vein. The how does this work section of my interviewing questions is going to get extra attention today. So, and again, it doesn't matter for me about my, like, on this, you know, on this episode, like, my particular numbers or anything, but just because those are the ones that I have in front of me.
Sure.
Like, for example, you were explaining a bit about how to find numbers, and I wrote down that my life path number was 17/8. So, like, it's an 8. But my question is, how do you find that number? Or, like, it's the syllables and the consonants that I don't quite understand yet.
Okay. Well, your life path, for instance, and I happen to choose native path instead of life path to refer to that number.
Perfect.
Mainly because I like everyone to pay attention to their own nativity and when they checked into the time clock of the universal time clock. So that number comes specifically from your day of birth. So you take the month, either the double number or the single digit, plus the day, double or single digit, plus the year that you're born, all four digits. And that's an important thing to remember, because so many people say, oh, it's 1319 versus using all four digits. And so it's very important to use all four digits in the year, and you get a total.
And so you add up.
You add the numbers.
Mm-hmm. So you add, like, for me, it would be like 7 + 3 + 1 + 1 + 9 + 8 + 6, like
that's
that.
That's correct.
Wow.
And that gives you and there's multiple ways of adding, and I'm going to address that in the book I'm almost complete with.
I'm so excited about your book.
It will be out, and I'm aiming for the end of the year, but that may be pie in the sky with the technicalities and all that I'm not familiar with. Anyway, it is a matter of just simple addition in all of this. Numerology is not complicated. It's just regular elementary arithmetic. Mm-hmm. And so you can add the numbers across when you like 7-31-1986. You mm-hmm. can add them that way. Or you can take the 7 and then say, oh, 3 and 1 is a 4. So put the 4 under the 7. And then 1986, that's like, 24. So let's reduce that to a 6. So now we have 17, 7 + 4 + 6 = 17/8.
Okay. All right. I see it now.
See it. Okay.
That was so useful. Thank you so much. Well, and that's your native path. And that's one of the ways of looking at, you know, what the numbers can tell you about yourself.
Okay. And it could be called birth path in some books or life path in, other things. But there are three different ways of calculating, and I address that in the book because it is important on finding specific numbers that may get overlooked if we reduce everything to a single digit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow. Okay. That was really, really useful. Thank you.
Well, and everybody can do that with their date of birth. I mean, that's a simple, straightforward. And so for you, it's an 8, and 8 is just a being totally connected above and below. It's the only number we can trace unending without picking up your pen or pencil. So it represents heaven and earth and going with the flow of getting all that energy working together.
That's really neat. So just for our listeners who might have missed that, we're talking about the native path number, or which can also be called the life path number or the birth path number. And we get that by adding the month of the year, the month that you were born, the day, the number of the month, the number of the day, and the number of the year, and all of those numbers into each other will give you a number between 1 and 9. Is that right?
Yes, when it's reduced. So you total it all the way across, or you reduce each of the numbers to a single digit and then total it. And so that particular part is very much just knowing what your number is and what you came in to do. It represents the lessons you're here to learn. The 8 is definitely about being in business for yourself.
Yeah, you said that when I had a reading with Darlene before, you know, a few days ago, and that's what you said, and I just laughed because I have been in business. I have worked, you know, from my teens and my 20s for other people, and then it just became very apparent to me in my late 20s that I could not work for other people, at least at this point in my life. And you just came out and said that without knowing me, you know, at all. It was like, you cannot, you must be working for yourself. And I was like, yeah, that's so funny. That kind of brings me to my next question, actually, Darlene. Like, so you said my native path number is an 8, and you know, other people listening, you know, they may have all different numbers, 1s and 3s, sure, and whatever. How did these numbers get their meanings? Who decided that 8 means to be connected above and below, and that you're better off when you're working for yourself if you're an 8? Like, how did people figure that out?
Well, for me, I mean, a lot of people have written a lot on the quality of a number versus the quantity of a number. We are so used to using numbers for quantity, adding things together, taking inventory, counting our money. We don't think about the quality or the energy of a number. But the ancients did. And this is where Pythagoras and some other ancient philosophies knew that there was a quality to a number vibration. It wasn't just about counting.
Right.
And so that it has been brought down through the ages. And a lot I get through my studies of numerology and what other people have said. But the biggest part for me is working with clients and that intuitive piece that comes up when I look at people's blueprint numbers, and it's almost like connecting the dots. That used to be my favorite thing when I was a kid, to connect the dot books. And it's almost like I can paint a picture of who that person is. And it's through repetition of doing so many people that you get to know, okay, this person doesn't like working for others. This really, when they work for others, they're like micromanaged. And they are such multitaskers that they can't take that micromanagement. They need to have that freedom to go with the flow because they can get it done quicker, more efficient, with better results. And it just is a frustration to an 8 to be told how to do things. Mm-hmm. Or say, you got to do it my way, you know. So it's a lot through accumulated knowledge, because there are many, many great books on numerology. I questioned myself if I should even write one, because there are so many great books and so many people. But it's come down through the ages, okay?
Wow, yeah.
And so, it's sort of like archetypes in psychology, okay? You have archetypes, and numbers represent archetypal energies.
Sure.
Okay.
No, that makes sense to me. So like in the books that have already been written, you said there's several good numerology books, and then maybe in your book coming out, like, are there sections in those books so that you can say, a chapter about the number 1, and like, these are the qualities of number 1, and a chapter about number 2 and the qualities that come out of number 2? There are. Okay, cool.
Yes. There's not a numerology book out there that doesn't have the meanings of numbers through the interpretation of the author and their accumulated knowledge. And it's more than just the numbers 1 to 9 as well, because there are twin digits, which are called master numbers. And there's all those, 11 through 99. And then there's the importance of temporary numbers, not just your blueprint numbers. So there's a when there's a temporary number in your temporary vibrations, that is a second part of your reading, that matches one of your blueprint numbers, it's a window of opportunity to make a difference in that department of your life. Okay.
What's that number called? There's blueprint numbers and there's what were you just talking about?
Temporary numbers.
Okay.
Yes. They're sort of like transits in astrology. People who are familiar with astrology, the planets move, so the energy changes. Well, in numerology, the temporary vibrations is you are in a personal number year every year. And this is another easy equation for people to figure out for themselves.
What's that one?
Well, you take your birthday, July for you, 7, plus 31, the day. But instead of using your birth year, you use the current year. So your last birthday was 2019. Mm-hmm. So for you, that becomes a 77/14/5, which we're going to save that and talk about in the bonus section.
Oh, perfect.
Because,
that's great.
But every year, that number changes. So to this year, you're in a 5 vibration. Next year, you'll be in a 6, and they're consecutive. The year after, it'd be a 7. Until you get to that 9 year, and then you're in completion in that 9 year. So, okay, we're going to complete this last 9 year phase of our life, but what's the beginning? What's the number one of the next 9 year phase of my life? So that's how we address the temporary vibrations in numerology. And that's a big part of working our numbers.
So just to understand the how to find the temporary number for this year, you take your month plus your day date plus the current year.
That is correct. That is correct.
And so when you do that with, I'm laying it out here so that other people, the listeners can also do this if they're interested in, you know, obviously learn more about it through your book or through other awesome books that were previously published. But so that for me, I'm getting 7 plus 31 is 38, 3 plus 8 is 11, and 1 plus 1 is 2 for that half of the equation.
Okay.
I guess what I'm wondering is how did you get 77?
How did I get to 77? Well,
yeah,
that's the part in my book where I describe the three different ways of doing the calculations.
Oh, perfect.
And,
okay, good.
The reason because literally I took the 20 out of 2019 and added it to the 19.
Okay.
And I got 39. And
right.
So I added the 39, the 31, and the 7 and got 77. And like I say, I do the calculations three different ways because those twin digits are master numbers.
Okay.
And I don't want to miss a twin digit or a zero.
Right.
And because they are very important in how we work our numbers.
I see. Okay, great. So that's going to be explained in your book, which I cannot wait to buy when it comes out on something like this. It's funny how numerology has come in for me this last month. It's just showing up everywhere. And now you're here and I get to talk to you. And it's just wonderful.
Oh, good. Well, I love your questions because it always helps me expand a little more on my descriptions.
Oh, good. I hope they're not too cumbersome.
No, not at all.
Wow, I'm not even sure which question to go for next. Is there anything present for you any direction that you wanted to go that you were
Well, heading? I do want to say, besides the importance of the day of your birth, there's also an importance to the decade you're born in. If you're born in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, those decades.
Yeah, tell us about
and
that.
And I have a whole chapter in the book about the decades. And that comes from the zero in all those decades, like I talked about when I turned 50. So when you hit one of those decade markers, pay full attention to what that zero is highlighting. Because, and maybe we should go through the numbers 1 to 9 and 0 and just say a little bit about what they are.
That'd be great.
And what they mean. Why don't we do that now for the listeners? The one is all about the self and self-importance. And not ego or arrogance, that's sort of a downside of that number. But self-importance for me is I was born into this life for a purpose and I intend to fulfill it. And so empowering yourself with your own purpose is my mission in working with people. So that one is also a guide, a teacher, a leader, one who can really bring people together in a group to lead the way. Okay? Mm-hmm. The two is more about being a team player. And there's an old saying, the power behind the throne. It's like they're not out front and center on stage, but they make things happen. And two also is a person who really loves peace at all costs, hates conflict. And relationships are very important under a two energy. Three is creative expression, how we express ourselves. And that can be verbally and through the written word, but more so verbally. It's like being uplifting and like a cheerleader for others and how we encourage people to be who they are. And it can be like the class clown and have a lot of humor and just love that dry sense of humor sometimes in a three energy. And four is practical, more down to earth, material world, this solid, what you can put your fingers on, the table, the chair. But it's a building, it's a step by step energy. If you have four energy, you really don't want to miss step one because your foundation gets very shaky. So think about being a builder with that four energy. The five is just the opposite of four. Doesn't want to be grounded. It wants to be a free spirit and don't tie me down. Just let me go free. But it's an incredible writer. And the written word is very powerful under a five. Media is very powerful under a five. But the sort of the downside of a five energy is we want to be such a free spirit, not be grounded, that we may ground ourselves through other things which create addictions. And so that's a thing to be aware of. And sometimes the downside of numbers can teach us just as much as the upside.
Right.
And the balance of right in the middle is the best place to be, not extreme on the negative or the positive. You want to be more toward the positive, but middle of the road is really good because we don't want to create any perfectionists out there. We have enough of that going on. So anyway, so where were we? Number five. Okay. Number six is the nurturer, the mothering energy, the parenting energy, doctors, nurses, metaphysical practitioners, healers, massage therapists, all of that comes under a six energy. But music also comes under a six energy, balance, harmony. How do we get that visual, feng shui, decorating, landscaping, all of those visuals that are balanced in color and form, art can come under that six energy. The seven is the metaphysical energy. It's ancient knowledge and how we use spirituality in our life and how do we stay connected by going within and meditating and that type of energy. But it's also about education, being the teacher or being the student. Either one comes under a seven energy. And that's why your 77 is so powerful for you this year. And then eight, we talked about briefly about going with the flow. And I do a lot with words and how they vibrate to a certain energy. And the word for eight is trust. And it vibrates to a number eight and going with the flow and trusting that everything's connected and it will work out perfectly. The other is from our constant use of the word God in ancient religions, and whatever our concept of that energy is, God is a number 8 energy, that word. So the connection of above and below, it's a lot of my work that I do. And the 9 is the humanitarian and unconditional love for humanity. You know, we see that best in the puppy we might have, or dogs do so well in giving us unconditional love.
Yeah.
And that is a piece of unconditional love that, on the downside, there's a little bit of a fear of abandonment when we have a 9 energy and being left alone. But then on the temporary vibrations, 9's all about completion. Okay, let's get this job done and move on to the 1, you know? So.
Wow.
So then the 0, the 1.
Okay,
more.
Oh, then 0.
You gotta put that 0 in, because 0 in numerology isn't always represented in every book.
Okay.
But for me, it's everything and nothing. Sort of that God energy I was raised on. You can't see him, but he's everywhere. Unfortunately, it was the him energy.
But right.
Anyway, it's that unexplainable energy that can just pick up and uplift everything. So if your 1, like with your numbers, is the 10, it uplifts that 1 to a higher vibration, that leadership skills, the teaching and getting out there. If it comes in with a 5, oh boy, do you really want to make some changes and do some things? Because 5 is so much about change and temporary.
Which
numbers.
Is what you did when you turned 50.
Exactly. Went to college.
Wow.
And told my husband and my kids and my parents that, okay, I think the last 50 years I dedicated to you guys, the next 50 are mine.
Wow.
So anyway, it's...
That's huge.
Yeah, it's how we look at things, you know. We can go down through the decades if you want, because that people born in 1910 to 1919 were really looking for the self, that one energy of that decade of the 10. In the 20s, in the 1920s, it was teamwork, cooperation. How do we do this together? And in the 30s, it's communication skills. You know, when was radio broadcasting, telephones, and those kinds of things invented?
Wow.
In the 40s, foundations and structures. How do we learn new building tools? You know, 50s were about change and awareness of outer planetary energies, even expanding boundaries and how we think and the scope of our awareness. The 60s was the window of Aquarius energy. In the early 60s, Aquarius was well represented astrology-wise for a small window of time. And that's the Aquarius energy we're into now full-time. But that old song, The Age of Aquarius, was a premonition going forward for the time we're in now.
Wow.
In the 70s, it's about spirituality and healing modalities. And the 80s, a huge expansion of awareness of the connection of above and below. Things started coming together in the 80s. I started my spiritual path in the early 80s. Then in the 90s, lots of culminations, completions, more focused on humanitarian concerns. And the Indigo Children were born with special awarenesses. So that was a big piece of that. So, and we're into the 2000 and 2010 and those energies now, which are explained in the book more. So
wow.
There's that piece of what you're born, but also what your age is. And
that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's so many things to look at here. And so I just wanted to add, there's different, when you get your numerology session, you lay out the blueprint numbers and all these other numbers. And so it's plausible that you will have many of these, many, if not all of these numbers somewhere in your numerology chart. And so is it right? Am I right in thinking that like the different areas that these numbers show up, like they flavor that area with the number that they are? And the
that is correct. That is right on. You're a good student as well as a good leader. Just a quick numerology reading that we did for you. You have garnered a lot out of it. That is so right on, because the influence in that particular position, like for instance, is a maturity number, and that maturity number is impacted age 35 to 65. And so knowing that number of, okay, this is what I really got to focus on, and I got to get a handle on this, you know, and it will come up in your face more and more. And 50 is right in the middle of that age, 35 right. to 65. So if you haven't started it by age 50, you better get going. And I was a late bloomer in that. So you're absolutely correct. The influence of the energy of the number is in the position that creates this picture of who you are and how you go about doing things. And what makes your soul sing, you know? What's that vibration that will lead you to your career success? What fulfills you? What makes you feel good and satisfied about who you are, you know?
So when you are, I mean, I'm sure you've done, you know, so many readings for people. Do you ever come across, let's say, a chart for somebody that doesn't have, you know, so any one of these or like two of these numbers, like, or like, have you ever seen a chart that's like all, you know, of one or two numbers, like all twos and all sixes, or like, or like, oh, there's no ones and there's no sevens anywhere, you know, like, mm-hmm. Do you see stuff like that?
Yes, and that's on your blueprint. You will have lesson numbers, which what's the number that's represented the most in your name, and what are the numbers that are missing in your name. Okay. And then in my book, I have two chapters, overdone numbers. And what I call an overdone number is a blueprint that has three or more numbers that are identical.
Okay.
Because the focus is so narrow that you're so drawn to this particular energy that the others sort of get left by the wayside, and you have to find ways to interweave the other numbers also in your life. But you are on a mission with whatever those three numbers are. And the same applies to overdone master numbers. I have people that have multiple master numbers in one chart, and that's what I call an overdone master number. Because a master, those twin digits are humanitarians. They come in to be humanitarians, and they are really on a mission to help humanity as in the best way that they can and really leave an imprint. But when you have so many of them, and they may all be different, it's a little bit tough life juggling all that.
Sure.
So I have a lot of clients that I mentor through different phases of their life. And I usually suggest people get an updated reading once a year. But people that are on a goal to get somewhere, I have every 4 months the information, the number changes, and we look at, okay, what are you going to be working on in this 4 month period? You know, let's see what you need to focus on.
I think that'd be incredibly useful to have.
It is. It
to,
is.
To have mentoring on that, especially if this is something that you're really feeling. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to ask you, I wonder if you get this question, how would you describe the difference? And obviously there is a difference, but how would you describe the difference between numerology and something like astrology? Like, what's the difference between the information it brings out from your point of view?
Okay. The information may be similar in some ways, but astrology, let me tell you, is much more complex and in-depth than numerology.
Okay.
I chose numerology because of its simplicity of working just with the 9, 1 to 9 and 0, and then the double numbers and mm-hmm. time frames. Okay. Astrology has so many planets, so many houses, so many, it's much more complex. And okay. there are so many aspects to it. So I just chose that wasn't my place to go. But numerology is a little simpler. I know when I do a first reading, it seems like pretty foreign. But once you start paying attention to where your numerology temporary numbers are, what your blueprint is, you can see where things come up that relate to those numbers. You also right. can in astrology, but it, let me tell you, it takes you a lot longer to study astrology than numerology. Mm-hmm. Numerology okay. is kindergarten compared to astrology, which may be college level.
Okay, that's a really good description because I didn't understand that. And that, you know, that's really mm-hmm. useful. That's really yeah. useful, I think.
The information from both are very valid and a little different, but they're all focused on telling you what your traits and personality traits are and what's working for you now and what's going to work for you in the future.
You know? Okay.
So that's the great. Similarity, but it's really, really different.
Okay. That's really useful. Thank you. So I wanted to get, well, we've been talking about this a lot, but I wanted to see if you had any other things that you wanted to get in that we didn't miss about this question, which is, how is numerology helpful and for whom have you seen it be helpful?
Okay. Well, it is helpful in so many ways. I deal with a lot of entrepreneurs and who are trying to start a business. And, you know, we do not only the numerology of their personal information, but also the name they're choosing, the place they're locating their business. And location readings are another thing I do when people have a tendency to need to move and what best works with my energy.
Whoa, how do you figure out what places are good for people?
Through numerology and deciding the vibrational tendency of the name and the place. And
wow.
when I do a location reading, yours would be very interesting as you have multiple locations that you work from.
Right.
And I figure out the numerology of the name of the location, and I ask people to send me 10 choices. Because some people say, I want to move, where should I go? Well, the globe is pretty big and there's an awful lot of figuring to do. So if you have an area that you want to be in, then send me a list of 10 locations and we look at how those locations, state, country, state, and city or town, and some people will have an address as well, match your vibration. Like one is your soul vibration. If you're in a place where your soul vibration is the same as the energy, you really feel at home.
Wow.
You know? So
I need to have another session with you.
There are so many areas you can take numerology to that it's hard to even think of them all. And I'm having a hard time getting this book to be simple and a beginner's book because of it.
Thanks so much, yeah.
There is
said
a lot.
Numerology is more simple than astrology, but there's still so much in numerology. It's incredible.
Right, right. And because we're more aware of vibration now than previous generations were, you know, we know that it's energy that makes us go. It's energy
right.
vibrations. And when numbers carry an energy vibration or an archetypal vibration, we can help determine, okay, what am I looking at? Because so many of us are brought up in a home that this is what you do, this is how you go about it, this is what you want to study, this is what you want to be. And we're told a lot of who we are versus looking at, in fact, I encourage parents whose kids are in high school to get a numerology reading for them so they don't go off to college and waste that first year of money because they were following the trend or following what a friend did versus who they are and what their specialty should be, you know?
Wow. Yeah,
so,
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah. It's because, you know, you might as well know who you are. And I had the pleasure of doing readings at a metaphysical store not far from a university for 3 or 4 years. And it was so, such a pleasure to work with college students and get them to really know who they were and to give them permission to be who they were, because our society sort of wants to stick us all in a box, you know, of who they think we're supposed to be. So anyway,
that's fascinating. Thank you. That really helps answer that question.
Good.
In what ways, here's another one. In what ways are you working with numerology now?
Personally, I like to work with numerology in every day, looking at what's my temporary vibration for the day, because I gave you how to do the year, but right. you can take it down to the month, and you can take it down to the day, and how does that day on the calendar and the numerology of the current energy, say like, you know, just take any day and add up the day and the month, the day and the year, well, that's the current energy of that particular day. Well, how does that relate to what energy you're in for that day? Okay, so there's all those temporary things that I look at for myself. I also, besides looking at it for clients, I take and look ahead in my temporary vibrations, like where am I going to be and what number am I going to be working with going forward, okay? But yeah. also in my writing of and writing my book, every once in a while, I take words and I look at the vibration of a word. And part of my book is the name of my book is Freedom Through Numbers by Finding Your I Am. And that I am energy gives us a great energy of change when we say I am. It's a 14-5 vibration, and that 5 is all about change. So if I want to change, I will say, I am abundant. Well, what's the energy of abundant? What's that? You know, and so yeah. in my book, I show people how to create affirmations so they can work on, oh, I want to work on the soul number and I want to develop that deep part of myself. Well, start creating affirmations that vibrate to your soul number. Okay.
This is brilliant. Because I you know, I work with I am as well, just in my own work, but hearing like that it's actually, you know, hearing the numerology viewpoint of it is fascinating.
I have a whole couple of chapters on that section in my book. So
wow.
Yes. And, you know, that's an old biblical thing, I believe, that was transferred down through Moses. I am that I am. Mm-hmm. Sort of telling us, in my interpretation, is okay, I can be that, whatever that is, you know? So that's right. a window open that I can be whatever I want to be. I am that I am. So it's empowering ourselves. And we have been brought up in a society that likes to keep us in little boxes, and we need to get out of the boxes in this new age of Aquarius we're going into.
I completely agree. Mm-hmm. That is powerful.
Right.
Darlene, is there anything else that's coming up for you right now that you want to share or tell us about? Anything that's coming up for you besides your book, which I'm super excited about?
Well, the big thing I think that's very current for us all to pay attention to right now is we are leaving 2019 and going into 2020. And 2020 will be different energetically because there are 2 2s and 2 0s. There's
right.
no one in that year. Most of us were born under 19 something, except for the newer generations. And we haven't seen a year like with just 2 and 0 since 2000. And then in 2002.
That's right.
And now we're going to have 2020, 2 2s and 2 0s. So it's going to be a lot about teamwork. It's going to be a lot about the feminine energy, because if anyone is into the tarot cards, the priestess is the number two. Okay. Wow. And we will be only seeing the one again in 2021. And then for the next 10 years before it comes back again in 2031. So do you see how this whole era is going to move to a very different energy that's not our patriarchal system under the
yes, I do. Yeah, I can see that okay. Now. I wouldn't have been able to see that before we were talking though. Wow.
Right. And so we're leaving both the one and the nine, which is the beginning and the end, behind.
Okay.
It's interesting that we're leaving that on the cusp of 2019, because most of us lived under that 19 energy for most of our life. A lot of us. So it's going to be gone for a while. And only every 9 or 10 years will we have 19 show up. Okay.
Wow.
So anyway.
That's really interesting.
Actually, 100 years. No, it'll be 100 years now that I'm thinking about it. Because, we'll have the nine, but not the one.
Right.
So not together. So I'm really looking forward to 2020. And seeing how this all plays out. I'm glad I'm alive to see it.
Definitely. I've been getting really excited for 2020 as well. And I'm not sure why, but what you're talking about, it makes sense. It definitely mm-hmm. makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. How can our listeners find out more about you, Darlene, and how can they find you?
Well, I have a website and it's just darlenechadbourne.com. Then my email address is midlifespirit@gmail.com. The midlife spirit came from when I figured out who I was, back in college.
Yeah.
I adopted that term. Those are the best ways to contact me. I'm not a great Facebook presence, and I am a little challenged with all the computer technologies. So I thank you for teaching me more and getting me on Zoom.
No problem.
The best ways to get a hold of me. So, I check my email every day and I will make personal contact. And we may need to talk by phone in order to make arrangements, or we may just email back and forth. And
okay.
I also text, So.
And tell us the name of your book again and your anticipated release date or your potential release time.
Okay. The name of the book is Freedom Through Numbers by Finding Your I Am. And I'm hoping to, I'm in the final editing stages right now, and I am hoping to have it formatted and on Kindle by the end of the year. That may or may not happen. I'd love to have it before the holidays, but again, that may or may not happen. Mm-hmm. Timing is everything, and it's not always our time the way things go.
Right.
Maybe the
numbers will be able to tell you when the best mm-hmm. time for it to mm-hmm. come out is.
Oh, yes, I do look at that.
I'm sure you do. Well, thank you so much for this interview. It's such a treat and a pleasure to talk to you. And I'm excited to continue our conversation a little bit for the bonus content, but for the purposes of this portion, Darlene, mm-hmm. thank you so much for joining.
And there is one more thing that I forgot to mention is the sessions, the time sessions with me are either an hour and a half or an hour. Usually an hour and a half is best for the beginning because there's so much information, and then follow-ups are an hour, just so people can see how long it takes, because I put in about 3 hours before I talk to anybody, before I
right.
even talk to you. So.
I definitely recommend a 90-minute session for your first one. That's my personal suggestion for anybody listening who's curious about working with Darlene. But thank you for saying that. That's brilliant.
Okay.
I just loved this episode. I hope you all loved it just as much as I did. Darlene is a true treasure and a delight to talk to.
I could have talked to her for several more hours. Luckily, I did get to talk to her for a bit longer for our bonus content for this episode. If you are curious to hear what else we talked about concerning numerology, please visit us at www.patreon.com/letsgetmeta, and you can listen to that bonus content by becoming a patron of the podcast for as little as $2 a month. We love all of our patrons, and it really helps the show continue on. I want to give just one more shout out to moldavitejewelry.com. I'm so grateful to Levi and this partnership that we've come across. Please listen to episode 32 if you want to learn more about moldavite. It's one of my very favorite stones. It is absolutely a tool that does help on your awakening journey for many people. And the holidays are coming up. So if you or anyone you know needs an awesome spiritually awakening realmish gift, do check out moldavitejewelry.com. I wanted to remind everyone that we have one more moldavite oil that was generously donated by Levi over at moldavitejewelry.com up for grabs for any new patrons of the podcast. So anyone who becomes a patron between November 15th, 2019 and December 31st, 2019, till the end of the year, we will be picking out of our new patrons in that time out of a hat for who will win that last Moldavite oil. So feel free to sign up for Patreon. Let's Get Metaphysical, support the podcast, and you could be our lucky winner. Your odds are still pretty good. Thank you for listening to this episode, and we will catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like what we're doing, please consider becoming a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. If you haven't pledged yet, we'd really appreciate your support. It helps keep this show going. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the Hana Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniacci. The music for this podcast was composed by Rob Trefort of GoldenTurtleSound.org. Thank you for listening. Stay meta. Metaphysical. Metaphysical.